The epistle for the 25th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians, chapter 3. Brethren, put ye on as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the bowels of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if any have a complaint against another. Even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so you also. But above all these things, have charity, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts, wherein also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles, singing in grace in your hearts to God. All whatsoever you do in word or in work, all things do ye in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 13. At that time Jesus spoke this parable to the multitudes. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that sowed good seed in his field. But while men were asleep, his enemy came and oversowed cockle among the wheat, and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and had brought forth fruit, then appeared also the cockle. The servants of the good man of the house coming said to him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? Whence then hath it cockle? And he said to them, An enemy hath done this. And the servants said to him, Wilt thou that we go and gather it up? And he said, No, lest perhaps, gathering up the cockle, you root up the wheat also together with it. Suffer both to grow until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather up first the cockle, and bind it into bundles to burn. But the wheat gather ye into my barn. As far as the words of the Holy Gospel. But above all these things have charity, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, I would like to share with you today a story which took place in the spring of 1918 during World War I. The British were fighting the Germans in what is called the Battle of Somme. Shells were falling continuously, and machine gun fire was a constant threat. The Germans had been advancing, but the British now held their own. There were a number of wounded soldiers out in No Man's Land, which is the area between the two armies' fighting lines. The heavy artillery and gunfire prevented anyone to rescue them for 3 whole days. But finally, a brave chaplain of the army managed to crawl out to them. And he had on him a container of water. To his surprise, he found 20 wounded soldiers lying in shell holes next to each other. They needed medical assistance, but they also were dying of thirst. Their supply of water had run out. And so the chaplain brought the water jug to each soldier. And when he came to the first one, he said to him, Just a drop, lad. Remember, there are 19 more. The chaplain was so afraid that the water would not last for all 20. And so when he brought the water to the second soldier, he said to the same thing, Just a drop, remember the others. And so on down the line. And finally, when he met the last soldier, the chaplain shook the bottle. And to his joy, there was still some water left. And in fact, it was the last soldier who had the longest drink. The others had held back a little. They had made a sacrifice for their fellow soldiers. Now, my dear friends, in the epistle for today's Mass, St. Paul talks about charity. And he begins by saying, "Put ye on, therefore, the bowels of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience," he says. He says, "bearing with one another and forgiving one another. Even as the Lord hath forgiven you," St. Paul says, "so do you also. But above all these things have charity, which is the bond of perfection." To put it very simply, my dear friends, charity is the love of God and the love of neighbor. And it is the love for our neighbor in particular that should be the distinctive mark of every Catholic. Our Lord said this to his apostles. He said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." All our actions must be rooted in the love of God. Everything we do must be for love of Him. But in our daily experiences with our neighbor, we must also exercise great charity. This love of God and love of neighbor go hand in hand. St. John the Apostle writes about this in his first epistle. He says, "If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother," St. John says, "this man is a liar." He explains, "For he that loveth not his brother whom he seeth, how can he love God whom he seeth not?" In other words, we cannot say we love God and at the same time hate our neighbor. At the Last Supper, our Lord said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And here we have, my dear friends, the example of our Savior himself. He has loved us even to the death of the cross, to the complete sacrifice of himself. This is the divine example of how we must love one another. How many occasions there are that we can practice charity towards our neighbor, and how often these circumstances present themselves, particularly in the home. Every family has arguments. Every family has disagreements. But when these things turn into bickering, mocking, or fighting, then their charity vanishes. One spiritual author commenting on fraternal charity or love of neighbor says, "Fraternal charity must grow in two ways." He says, "By benevolence and beneficence." By benevolence, he explains, it means that it is the virtue by which we see the good in our neighbor. It is the virtue that never rash judges our neighbor, but always finds an excuse for him. And perhaps it is sometimes hard to find an excuse, especially for someone who has done something evil against us. But when we only have to put ourselves into their shoes, we can find an excuse for them. Because we can always find an excuse for ourselves. But there's also the virtue of beneficence, which this author explains, by which we love our neighbor effectively. And this simply means that we put up with his defects, that we go out of our way to do things for him. This author says, "By returning good for evil, and by praying for union of minds and hearts." And so, my dear friends, I ask you, do you practice this type of charity? whereby we always seek the good in others, even when they have wronged us? Do we practice charity by being patient with the faults and failings of others, being mindful of our own faults and failings, and even praying for those who have ruined our good name? You know, that true story of those wounded soldiers in World War I is a very practical example of how we ought to have charity in our homes. It illustrates for us how a good Catholic family should act. Those 20 soldiers were wounded. They all had something wrong with them. In the family, each member has a wounded human nature. That is, they have the defects of original sin. But despite their own wounds, those soldiers thought of the others. They weren't selfish. So much so that they sacrificed their health for the others. The family must do the same. Each member must not be selfish, but must think of the other. And it is true, sometimes this can be very difficult, especially if we have been hurt by a family member. But that is the time that we must sacrifice our sensitive weaknesses and rather have compassion on their faults and weaknesses. That is what St. Paul is talking about when he says, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if any have a complaint against another. In a word, my dear friends, we must love one another. We must practice that charity of Christ, the charity of the Sacred Heart, which made him sacrifice himself for our souls. Let us then make the sacrifices for our neighbor, for our family members. As St. Paul said, but above all these things have charity, which is the bond of perfection. And with this charity, my dear friends, the peace of Christ will reign in your homes. That is what St. Paul is referring to in today's epistle when he says, let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts. Because if Christ-like charity reigns in your home, then the peace of Christ will reign in your home. And so let us then practice charity through the practice of benevolence and beneficence. That is, let us not rashly judge our family members, but rather let us make an excuse for them. And let us also sacrifice for the other. And in doing this, you will make Christ the center of your home. And also, in order to persevere in this practice of charity, let us implore the Queen of Heaven, our Blessed Lady, by saying the family rosary every day. In this way, we will call down the blessings of the Mother of God, who is the Queen of Peace, so that she may bring us the peace of her divine Son. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.